Really.
Okay. I have got I want to talk a little bit about Purim, but from the Gemara. Some people show you up good.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
It's funny how whenever someone doesn't agree with the psak of Rav Moshe, they don't want to say that the psak was wrong. They just say that that's not what he meant.
That's what?
That's not what he meant.
What?
They say that for everything.
I want to jump ahead. I want to do something on Purim. On Gemara Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. Gemara asks, you have it about one third up from the bottom. Okay, you with us? So you more ask, hey, can Sivono? Chanukah didn't come before the Torah. Rabbi Omar, Milo Sosu. Am Nechemi Omar, Shalavich v'yaget chazkenech v'yomoloch. So I want to ask a question which I remember asking to the Rav Zatzal. Why do you ask on Chanukah? Why don't you ask on Megillah? Especially the Gaon who paskens that by every Megillah reading, you make a bracha. We make a bracha in our shul, on Kohelis, on Echo. We make the same bracha. Minigro. You know, not too common, but we follow Minhog Yagol if possible. Hechon Sivonu. Okay, that's the question. You got the question? What bothers me is no one asked the question. But the Rav, I asked the question of all, the had the terrors. Okay. Listen to. You got that? That's kasha number one. Okay. Kasha number two. The Gemara in Chulin and Daf Kuf Mem Amud Aleph. Esel min haTorah minayin. Anyone remember what the Gemara says? Haster Esther Ponai Mikem. In the Teuchah from Patrisovo, the Baruch Hu says, the worst caller, I won't look at you. Rochi Haster Esther Ponai Mikem. That's a remes for Esther Menatovo. It's absolutely, conceptually, the reverse. Esther Menatovo, what's Esther? Esther is a Hatzolo. Esther is when Kodesh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis on Am Yisrael. The story of Purim. So you get that in a Pasuk, Anochi Hasti Rasta Ponemike. incongruous that use a posik, which is a posik of churban, because Baruch Hu hides his eyes from us, right? And you oh, that's the remez to Esther from Purim. Okay, what follows can't blame it all on the Rav, but a little bit from the Rav to answer the first question, the rest is my own. But ask the third question. That's the question that Yosef just asked. It's a really a medrash. It's not a Gemara. I looked all over. It's only in Yalkut Shimoni. In Mishlei Perek Tes, Kol Hamoradim Asidim Libotel, V'Yimei Hapurim Einem Betelum Liolam. What does that mean? All the Moradim Asidim Libotel, Hator Azeh Lo Tei Mochlefes. What kind of business? Okay. That's the third question. Here, I put in my notes, I made a little photocopy from the Rambam. Listen to the Rambam. The Rambam is Megillah Aleph Aleph, opening lines of the Rambam. Kriyas HaMegillah Bizmano Mitzvus Asei Midivri Sofrim. We touched upon it quickly a day ago. Vadvorim yuduim shehi takonas hanaviim. Again, it's not understandable. Mazeh. What do you mean by that? Hadavor yudua shehi takonas hanaviim. Is it so? As far as we know, and Megillah is a Rabbanon, like all the Rabbanons, Divrei Sofrim. He meets the Konas HaNeviim. Okay. Needs a Hezbel. Interesting, the Nosek Halim don't explain it. The Rav Zatzal explained that. Okay. Actually, I don't know if he explained it, or he said the name of Rav Chaim, I don't remember clearly. I think he said the name of Rav Chaim. That's vague recollection. Fourth question. Right. And also, then will be the fifth question. If you have four questions on Purim and four questions on Pesach, then what's the difference between the two?
The fourth.
Okay, you with us?
No, the fourth question.
Okay, what's the fourth question? Fourth question is the Rambam. In Hilchus Hanukkah, starts off the Bayis Sheni Shemolche Yovo and Gozru Gzeros Al Yisrael Ubotu Datam Lo Nichosam Lasek Betor of the Mitzvos Uposhu Yodam Bemonom Venoseim Minichusu Lehechel Apostle Apostles with Timotaros Visar Lehemli Yisrael Baod Mipneim Belachsum Lachat Godol Achirichem Aleim Alakea Wasenu Oshiim Yodam Vitzilum. Right, the Govu Bnei Hashmonai Kohanim Hagadolim VeHogum. What's he talking about? So Purim, he gives you nothing, not a word about what happened. Purim starts off. This starts off with Ichus Hanukkah Aleph, with the history of Hanukkah. Purim, not a word. Just what I read to you. Purim starts off. Chias of Agilim. Bizman a mitzvah zaseh midivu sofrim, and you do it, she midivu neviim. Okay? Those are the kashrus that need to put it. Okay. Here's the concepts, and you see how that answers the questions. What are the concepts? Sometimes they get me. Hello. Yes. Doshul. You know what Doshul is?
Florida?
Huh?
Florida?
Yeah. Here's a Lubavitcher who built the palace on Sfarad Shemoni. And built it to please the Sfaradim in circular. People sit around us there, not there, and much effort there to attract the Sfaradim crowd. And he was very successful. This is Rabbi Lipner. Very, very, very astute of him. Knows the business. And had enough seichel not to introduce Nusach Ari. So he has the Ashkenazim, he has the Sfaradim. It's a massive, massive establishment. You been there? Yeah. Okay, let's take it out one at a time. The key is that first Rambam there, the language of the Rambam again is Mitzvah asei midivur sofrim, but vorem yiduim shehi takonas hanaviim. Okay? Now, if you look at the end of Hilchas Megillah, okay, the Rambam in Beis Yudches, kol sifrei hanaviim v'chal haksuvim asidim libote ulimos ha-mashiach. Basically, the only mocker for that, as far as I know, is the Medrash. Chutz min Megillas Esther. V'arei kayemes kechamish chumshi toro ukehilchos shel toro shebapeh she'einem b'teilem li'olom. V'yaf api shekol zichron atzoros yibotel she'nemar ki nishkru atzoros rishonos chis me'enai yimei hapurim lo yivatlu she'nemar v'yimei hapurim ha'elu lo yavru mitoch ha'yudim Zichron lo Yosuf Mizarom. Okay, you with us? No, lost you on that one. Okay. The Rambam ends up saying all the Sifri and the Vim Chalak Suvim are seen in Libotil. Comes arrived. Amar Avram lo Yivotil Dover Mikolas for him. Shein Sefer Shein Bo Limud. What does it mean? What do you mean? All the Sefer Nevi'im, Yirmiyahu, Yeshayahu, Yechezkel, etc. We're going to what? Put it in the Geniza. Hide it away. We don't need it anymore. He says, no. There's something to learn from them all. So the Rabbi isn't 100% opposing what the Rambam said. He's only complaining, yeah, maybe I don't need it like I needed it in the old days. Right? Before Yom HaMashiach. But there's some value in them. There's some smart things in there. Yesh bo limud, right? So what do you mean, yibotlu, right? Avol kach amru, afilu yibotlu shav svarim milikos behem megilo lo yitibotel milikos obetzibu. And that's the key to the whole story. What's he saying? Haftoros, now we read Haftorah from Hosea, from Yishayo, from Yirmiyo, no more. Now we want Yosef Mashiach, we're not going to do so. Okay? The problem is that Megillah has an additional thing. What's the additional thing is? The language of the Rambam was in the first Rambam, Hadvorim Yodim Shi Takonas HaNeviim. What's the Konas HaNeviim? Konas HaNeviim was to make the Megillah Kechamishi Chumshi Torah. It was added to the canon. It's now Torah Shebikself. Okay. If I scribble that down. Put that in there. I don't know if I did put that down. But look at the language of the Rambam. Right? Kol sifre neviyim v'chol aksuvim asidim libotei limos ha-mashiach chos memgil ha-sester harei kayemes kechamish yichum shitoro ukahalochos shal toro shabapeh sheinem etelen liolam. So I had another question, part of the fourth question, another question too. Look at the Gemara Megillah. It says that the reason why Megillah will not be Purim will not be Botel, Megillah won't be Botel, the Kriyas of Megillah, because you need a Bezdin Shagod Lomen of a Chacham of a Minyan. Nu, what's the problem with that? Yimos HaMashiach will have a Bezdin Gad Mel Chacham of a Minyan. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be there, right? Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu, Ezra, Sofer, they can get together, right? And they can be vatal. I really want to be vatal. You tell me, Bimosa Mashiach, that's after Tchias HaMesim. So the key is this uniqueness of Megillah. The Megillah, Abasco, whatever reason that they had this what the Gemara says, there were 48 Nevi'im, right? And they didn't add or subtract anything from the Torah, Gemara Megillah, Chutz, Mi Megillah Sester. They added it to the Torah. That's what the Rambam means, right? Kayemes kechamish shichum shi Torah. It became part of Torah. Echo is not part of Torah. Ruth's not part of Torah. Therefore, they were nitno likosev, right? That's the uniqueness of it. Therefore, he says, all the others, he says, they'll be betailer, meaning they will not have any standing there. If the time doesn't need them, we don't need anymore the Musar of Yirmiyahu. We don't need anymore the threats of Yishayahu. So we won't do much with it. So the Rabbi complains, yeah, but okay, everybody beats Tzadikim, Musar Mashiach, you don't need it, but there's good stuff in there. There's much Musar in there, there's much learning you can do from there. The Rambam really didn't say otherwise. What Rambam meant, he says, Asidin libote limos ha-mashiach, meaning they will not be read from. There will be no haftoros. You read from the Torah without haftoros. But Megillas Esther you have to read. Because Megillas Esther became ksuvim. That's what the Rambam meant in the very beginning. When he said, Vadova yodua shehi takonas ha-nevi'im. What was the takonas ha-nevi'im? To make it part of the Chamish Yichum Shetorah. Only a Novi could do that. He says, we had 48 Nevi'im. He says, they never added or subtracted anything from the Torah. Chutz, except for Megillas Esther. That they added to the Torah. Mipi Hashem.
Isn't that Baal Tosif? It's not Baal Tosif. It's Mipi Hashem, so it's not Baal Tosif.
Okay. Which leaves us now that question I posed. What's this? It's just an incongruous posuk. You want to give a message of some sort. You want to tell me, Esther Menatola Minayin. Limon Chulin wanted to say something. It doesn't say anything that makes sense to us. Now, posuk, Anochi Haste, Haste, just playing on words, Haste, Esther, sounds like Esther. No. It can't be that. Therefore, Pshat is very simple. You're aware that Shem Hashem doesn't appear in the Megillah. We have a Kabbalah from the Gaon, which says HaMelech, you have to read that two ways. Hamelech Achashverosh and Hamelech Malchei Amalochim. But Shem Hashem doesn't appear in the Megillah. That's Pshat. Banochi Hasir Asir Ponai Mikem. You will not see me in the Nes of Purim. I told you we have four kashas on Pesach also, right? But the four kashas are going to lead to what? To tell you that Kodesh Baruch Hu appeared to Am Yisrael B'yod HaChazoko. With a Yod HaChazoko, with 10 makos, with 50 makos alayam, 250 makos alayam, etc., etc. No need to search for God. God came to Goli. Right, B'yod HaChazoko. Am Purim, where is he? Where's Kodesh Baruch Hu Am Purim? A king with a lady fell in love, right, with another fellow. So you kill the king, and the new guy becomes king. And that's normal history. What happened here? Right. The story of Haman and Esther managed to get a message across to Achashverosh that he's a threat to you and to the world. And what happened? So one Russia killed another Russia. That's the norm. Where do you see Kodesh Baruch Hu there? Vanochi haster haster ponar ikem. That's Esther, he says. Esther isn't Pesach. Purim isn't Pesach. Pesach is Yod HaChazoko, right? With Makos, right? With the man Yedu, Vidatem Kani Hashem. I'll teach you who I am, right? And Purim is Anochi haster haster ponar ikem. What the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim says, a beautiful Pasuk, that sometimes Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach min hachalonos, meitzitz min hacharakim. Sometimes a mother puts a child out to play in the playground. She makes sure she stays close by, he shouldn't get into trouble. And sometimes she lets the child go out in the backyard to play. And she's doing something in the kitchen. And every now and then she goes to the window and takes a look what's happening. Right? That's Mashkiach min hachalonos, meitzitz min hacharakim. Looking through cracks. I don't want the child to see me. I want him to feel independent. If I watch, nothing should happen to him. Right. If the child is old enough, he understands that mommy is there watching him from the window too. And he doesn't feel that he's been neglected, he's been rejected, even though the mother isn't right back to him. That's what he says. The Pasuk, Anochi haste raste ponam ikem, by Chazal, in their wisdom, summed up the difference between Purim and Pesach. Purim is hester upon him, but it's a brocha in that hester upon him. That God didn't forget us. God's still looking through the cracks, right, looking at us. Okay, so now we go back to the original halacha. So now Kriyas HaMegillah, right, there is ordained, you got to read that text like the Chil Shechum Shetorah. That's why the Rambam, in his greatness, came to Hanukkah. He figures, you're an idiot, you don't know the story of Hanukkah, I'll tell you the story of Hanukkah. A story with the Yevonim and the whole business. Purim, I don't have to tell you the story, you're going to read it soon. You have a chiyuv to read it. Why should I waste my pages, waste my time writing in here? Every Jew will be, Mitzvah Shem, Shabbos night to Sunday morning, We hear the story. I read the Rambam tell me that story. But Chanukah is not only to Mikosev. They never wrote a Megillas Chanukah. Therefore, the Rambam so fit to give you the introduction to it. Okay?
So why after Mashiach do we still need Purim then?
I'm sorry?
After Mashiach, everything is going
to be you're stuck,
level of Nigle, no?
But you're stuck with Chamisha Chumshik Torah plus Megillas Esther. That has to be read. That's nitnu likosev. Likosev means to be read. As I said many times, if you read just the story of Purim and pay attention to what you're reading and take into account some of the things I just said, you have the whole story of the relationship between Kodesh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. The relationship, right, is sometimes begolui and sometimes besesa, but every Jew must know he's there. I don't want to comment on the current scene there, because I don't understand what's happening. But something is happening. Why the crazy increase in anti-Semitism? In fact, every week or two, some big shot is quoted with a virulent anti-Semitic remark. Last week, one of those, it was somebody who's a chief designer for Dior, for the fancy garment industry, right? Out of the clear blue sky, right? He attacked somebody. You should be burnt in a. I love Hitler. You should be burnt in a Kipshot H. Another fellow, an actor, some maneuver, a filthy maneuver, right? There is quoted. Why are you quoting him in the paper? Why is everybody publishing that stuff? Because they believe it too. See, the world is virulently anti-Semitic suddenly. Even in the bad days, the days in the 40s, right? No one expressed himself that way. Something's happening. Why slow? And at a time, supposedly, that we were in better shape than we were in the 40s. More powerful politically, etc., etc., supposedly. Not, you know, you're not powerful at all. If you were powerful, they'd be afraid of you. They say you're powerful only to cast additional aspersions on you as the people who are responsible for all the bad things in the world. Make you responsible for bad. Right. Yeah. Something must be happening. And then Kodesh Baruch Hu goes ahead, and on the day when Japan announced that they recognized the Palestinian state, no one even saw that. The same day.
Oh yeah?
The same day comes the earthquake.
Whoa.
Is there something there?
Whoa.
They didn't get the message about the earthquake. It came a tsunami.
No.
What? And the economy of the world is wobbling because Japan is a major economic force in the world.
Yeah,
right. So what's happening? I don't know, because Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "Vanochi haser haser panam mikim." I'm not going to tell you. You have to search for me. Okay.
Someone made a correlation between the things happening in Adar as well. That now with the Fogel family, that with there was Motzei, there was Leil Shabbat, and also 3 years ago at on Rosh Chodesh Adar was the thing at the Mirkaz Arav.
Right.
That happens Dafka in.
I had a call this morning, and someone wants to come to America to gather money for for better security in the yeshuvim. Where's the Israeli government? They send millions of dollars to Hamas. The tax money that Arabs spend in Arabia, they go goes to Hamas. They know what it's sent to Hamas, not sent to an intermediary. So a world, right? That's an enigma. The whole world became an enigma. You don't know what it says. That's but Purim gives you the key message. That it's in our hands to make it come out the way we want it to come out. All it says is kimu v'kiblu, right? Kimu mashe kiblu kvar. I want you to fulfill what your commitments were, made a commitment on Har Sinai, right? Okay, you said you're not bound by it, it's too far away, one door can't bind another door. The Kodesh Baruch says, okay, you can't feel committed to me, I'm not committed to you either. A contract goes in two ways. The Isi Lila Om was my commitment, right? But you said that Nasa Vidishma, right? Hashem Hu Elokim. What happens after? What happens at the time Eliyahu and Yeli Hashem Hu Elokim Shel Elokim? And then what happens right after that? They're chasing Eliyahu to try to kill him. You understand this crazy people that we are? So Kodesh Baruch was waiting for us to straighten things out a little bit. Yeah.
How did the Rav ask the first question that you asked?
Which one?
Why don't we ask this by Megillah? We only ask this by Hanukkah. Where does it say it in the Pesukim?
By Megillah we ask, by Hanukkah we ask, why did you make a bracha? It's not true. It's not Asher Tzivonu, right? That's what you're referring to.
On
Megillah, we don't ask the question. Why? Because the Takana Sevi'im was it should be part of Torah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's already okay.
That was the Takana Sevi'im, part of Torah, so Asher Tzivonu. It's supposed to fall into place too. Okay, if you were able to follow that too, you have to speak. It's a good super Torah to say over to. He has that on here. You can take it off. Okay, what happened there? We didn't move the clock there. It's okay. Is it? No.
That's right.
Yeah, smooth. Yeah, sorry. My always worthy. I keep my watch always 5 minutes fast so that give a chance to people get out of class and go to another class. For years that's been mine.
So Rabbi, what's Rabbi's take on Ad Lo Yada on foreign?
Yeah, according to a vast number of Achonim, what it means is you should go to sleep a little bit. You should drink enough to make you relax, so you lie down and you rest. When you're sleeping, when you're fast asleep, you don't know the difference. But the real, I think, the real pshat is, and I always use, is a reality. You worry about problems when you have time to worry about a problem. There comes a time in your life, very few times, and somehow you can push all the problems away. Okay. I start up with our chosen here, a married man. I'm sure before the chasneh there were worries. After the chasneh there were problems. Parnoseh, etc. After chasneh, you didn't have a worry in your mind. That's Adelo Yodah. mean, Purim should be a day when you can push away the historical realities, the social realities, and you relax with Kodesh Baruch Hu. And it's a festive occasion, right, where you can be relaxed, even though if you stop to think, tomorrow is after Purim. It won't be the same. Therefore, it says, Adro Yadav, the Yom Homer, the Baruch Mordechai, is a definition of Simcha. Right? When someone is Sameach, he can push away problems which are there, not going to go away. And I know they're there, but I can push them away. That's within our power, right, within our psychological strength to be able to do such a thing. That's simple, very simple. Okay. I'd like to learn a little bit of Gemara too. We have time.